CEOs get criticized for short-term thinking, managing for the daily stock market or the three-month results. What would happen if you put in the boss for 10, even 20 years? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The leader for life management strategy may be put to the test in China, where there's news the ruling Communist Party wants to change the constitution there so that President Xi Jinping, 64, might stay in power for the rest of his life. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak has more from Shanghai.
The nationalist newspaper Global Times says this change is needed for stability. China's economic growth is slowing down, and it says the country needs a steady leader. Analysts are divided on Xi Jinping's track record. Those who believe he's a reformer point to the cuts in industrial overcapacity and how regulators have tamed banks and insurers to reduce risk. Others say he has not done enough to reform underperforming state-owned enterprises, and American and foreign firms still face a lot of restrictions in China. But the constitution didn't need to be changed. Xi has so many titles that some scholars and media in the West call him the chairman of everything. He could push through any changes under his other titles, even if he wasn't president. Since the news broke, censors have been busy scrubbing any dissent online, which is why internet speeds have been slow. And investors who like the news pounced on Chinese stocks with the word emperor in their names.
Jennifer, thank you. Checking markets, London's FTSE is up 0.4% after the S&P 500 rose 1.6%. On Friday, the S&P future is up another 0.4% now, with the Dow future up 160 points, 0.6%. Now, 145 million people were affected by last year's breach at the Equifax credit reporting company, but fewer than half of people surveyed by creditcards.com say they've checked their credit score since the data theft hit the news last summer. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more.
The short answer? It matters. According to Matt Schultz, an analyst with creditcards.com,
it's the single best indicator of whether your personal data has been breached.
That means someone could have opened a new credit card in your name or be using your social security number. You wouldn't have any other way of knowing that you've been a victim of identity theft. That's why experts suggest checking your credit score every 1 to 3 months.
It sounds like it's a lot to do, but it really doesn't take that much time. And we don't think much about going to Facebook or Instagram 10 times a day.
Looking at your credit score might take less than 5 minutes, and some credit card companies now include a score with every statement. Even so, 18% of Americans say they've never looked at their credit ratings. Trevor Buxton, a fraud specialist with PNC Bank.
Most people don't even think about checking their score until they're in the act of actually applying for a loan or credit.
And by then, cleaning up your hijacked credit could take some time before you make that big purchase. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
Despite the return of market volatility this month, that key stock indicator, the S&P 500, is still up 16% in the last year. Now, one of the tailwinds carrying that along is the Trump administration's talk of deregulation. Clear out cumbersome rules, the argument goes, and company profits can soar. Well, today I look beyond the deregulation generalities into just a few specifics of a single industry. I just use the term tailwind. Let's bring in from Dallas Gary Kennedy, the former top lawyer for American Airlines. He's just out with a book about his experiences called 12 Years of Turbulence. Mr. Kennedy, thanks for linking up here.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
If you were an airline, and given your resume, I'm comfortable personifying you in this way. If you were an airline, what are some things you'd like on your deregulation wish list?
Well, it's interesting. The DOT requires airlines to submit detailed reports on all types of things: on-time performance, tarmac delays, the baggage fees collected, the cost of advertising, to the number of animals that are injured or killed on board the aircraft. That doesn't sound like a deregulated environment to me. It feels like those items are simply unnecessary reports that the airlines have to provide. For example, let's talk about the tarmac rule. The fact is, it's a three-hour rule that says that the airlines get fined per passenger if the aircraft is on the tarmac for more than 3 hours. Now, clearly, passengers should not be stuck on the tarmac. That's not acceptable. But the effect of the rule is that airlines cancel flights now more frequently to avoid violating the rule. It's not as black as white as people think.
And what do airlines make the argument when talking to passengers that maybe this could lower ticket prices if they get rid of some of these rules?
Well, it's a fine line. I mean, if you the more rules you have, the more people you have to track and implement those rules. So there is certainly an economic consequence to the airlines. But certain rules, for example, comfort animals and service animals on board the aircraft, I think it's gone way too far. For people who need a who have with them a trained service animal, that's understandable. When you have animals who either who are not trained, and there can be bites, scratches, allergies to other passengers, and we need to regulate what animals are actually brought on board those aircraft.
I mean, we do need to remind ourselves, some people really need the comfort animals, and some people actually have registered, for instance, guide dogs that need to get on those planes.
And they should absolutely be permitted on board. But much of what is happening is there is abuse by customers who get some sort of doctor authorization online and bring those animals on board with no legitimate purpose whatsoever.
Is there a danger that the airlines will overreach in trying to take advantage of this deregulatory environment?
Clearly, there needs to be rules in place. We're not talking about safety and security. There are certain rules that are necessary, but there's many times those rules simply overreach to what is really, in essence, becomes intrusive economic regulation that simply shouldn't exist.
Gary Kennedy's book, 12 Years of Turbulence. He's the former general counsel at American Airlines. Mr. Kennedy, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Last year was a generally good year for airline profits. The International Air Transport Association calculates that airline profits around the world will rise 11% more this year compared to last, with just under half of those profits from people in North America. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.